This week's Four Questions Journalist Spotlight is brought to you by Left's Atlanta Media, Atlanta's best journalist database. Subscribe at leftsatlantamedia.com.
Welcome to the next edition of our Four Questions Journalist Spotlight. We are talking today with Audrey Galix with the AIB Network. Good morning, Audrey. Thank you for spending some time with us today.
Thank you so much for having me on. Come on.
Absolutely. So I always like to start first with, tell me a little bit about what AIB is, and then we'll talk a little bit about your background as well.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so very much, because we are on the cusp of celebrating AIB's 55th anniversary here in Atlanta. We started out and we are still officially Atlanta Interfaith Broadcasters Incorporated, rebranded a few years ago to be AIB Network. And part of our mission and vision is to uplift the voice of the nonprofit world, those making a difference in the world, to amplify the arts, amplify the voices of those who are doing good things in the community, as well as cross-cultural initiatives and interfaith relations. We were not founded to proselytize any one faith tradition, but to educate people about different spiritual paths and religious practices.
And that's always struck me so much about AIB, is how you do spend so much time on that, on all different faiths and all different perspectives.
A percentage of our coverage is on that, but also we've expanded since then. And our motto or moniker, if you will, is to expand the mind and inspire the spirit and strengthen the body. So mind, body, spirit. It's kind of more lifestyle programming now.
So what are some examples? And I know you've got a lot of programming, and folks can find your programming at AIBTV.com, and they can find all of the different shows. It's a great website that lists all the programmers and all the resources. But give me hit the high points about some of the programs that people go to more often than not, I guess.
Well, you can find our programs also, not just on our website, but on cable in 30-plus counties around Metro Atlanta, as well as on Facebook and our YouTube channel. We're almost at 500,000 followers, and we're also streaming on, Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV. Anyhow, our programs, though, oh my gosh, they range from exercise instruction shows, language instruction shows, cooking shows, documentaries on topics ranging from addressing prison reentry to documentaries on the benefits of community gardening. We have interview shows. I'm honored to produce and host the At the Table show. We now have a series featuring authors across a variety of genres of writing, from children's books to photography books, I guess you could say, what are the living room table books or whatever it is.
wherever you're sitting in, you might put a book. That's where it is, right?
Yeah, just a range of programs. And, I mentioned amplifying the voice of nonprofits. We have a series called Making a Difference, where we feature one or more nonprofit organizations in each edition.
And as you said, you can see it a lot of different places, the YouTube channel is one, Roku, Fire. I'm looking at the website, Apple TV.
And I have forgotten, we now have an AIB Network app.
All right. So you can download that on your Apple or Android device and watch it on your phone, as so many people do, so many things. So how long have you been at AIB?
Oh, my. Well, I have to tell you, I first started off as a guest on AIB back in the 1990s when I first moved to Atlanta, and I was CNN at the time. But I was also doing some storytelling work around Arab-Jewish dialogue. And I was also working with a friend to gather and produce family and community history videos. Our company was Roots and Wings Life Stories. So I was a guest on the Tikkun Olam show, the Jan Epstein produced it, and it focused on a variety of themes in the Jewish community. But then left CNN, raising three kids, was a volunteer director at the William Breaman Jewish Home, and AIB Network in 2008 wanted to start a weekly news program. And I got convinced to leave the Breaman Home and be a reporter producer on that news show. I left after a bit. And I taught journalism for a semester at Georgia State University. Learned a lot. You know how if you want to learn something, you teach it. And
Is that, yeah.
In January of 2009, this program manager, still not just helping to coordinate our content, but also doing some producing and hosting of shows. And so pretty much been here since 2009. I mean, it's quite a stretch. And now I'm community engagement director. And as part of that, I work on developing programming partnerships with nonprofit organizations, ranging from the Bremen Jewish Heritage Museum to the Atlanta Preservation Center, the Atlanta History Center, the Atlanta Association for Black Journalists, and always seeking others.
Yeah, I mean, I think you and I first worked together, I'm sure when you were back at CNN, and certainly with at AIB over the last 15 years or so. But I've kind of followed the growth of AIB as you guys have added new programs, and certainly like the book program you're talking about certainly has a is new and different, and I love that you're kind of expanding and adding new things to kind of grow the audience.
We've even added some programming that looks at, more arts and culture. We have a new series called Eat Sleep Atlanta. So we're looking for interesting places to eat and places to sleep at, hotels, treehouse, Airbnbs, et cetera, and just things to do around Metro Atlanta. And that's been a fun series. It lives mostly on our digital platforms.
Yeah. Yeah. So just so folks know, so you're not on cable, right? So you.
But we are. We
are. You are. Okay. All right.
Well, 295 and
295. Okay.
Six.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Very good. So let's see. So if folks want to be part of, as I say, part of the magic, how do they go about doing that? Do they reach out to you? Is an email kind of the best way to do that, to kind of
I love the way you phrase it, be part of the magic, because I really feel like AIB is right now, especially under the leadership of our president and CEO, another Audrey Daniels. Neither of us have ever worked with it before. So now we're AG and she's AD. It's such innovative ideas. And well, you can reach us through programming at AIBTV.com or email me, agalix@AIBTV.com, through our website, through Facebook Messenger, Instagram, et cetera. And also, people are not only featured in our programming, we also acquire programs from different content creators. We have a studio conveniently, and I do mean conveniently, except for some, and I'm sitting right in the middle of it, construction in Midtown Atlanta. If you've driven in Midtown, you know what I'm talking about. We're right on 12th Street between West Peachtree and Spring. We have a studio. We rent that out very, very modestly. We have nonprofit rates as well as for-profit rates. And we've rented out our entire building to productions before. They're right of gauge with us, either as pitching people or organizations to us for a variety of shows, renting out our space for an event or a shoot, or just come by and see the studio. You never know, you might have an idea for additional ways that we can work together. Nonprofit programming partnerships, as I mentioned.
So you're Spring Street between, like, is that around 8th and
we're on 12th. We're 12th. Between 10th and 14th. So a lot of people, we do encourage people, especially because of, some of the construction, like there'd be a lane or two that's blocked off. Right. We're in the Midtown MARTA station and the Arts Station MARTA station. And there, now there's some really cool restaurants. You can walk by, grab a bite, grocery shop or what have you. Midtown's, pretty cool place.
Midtown's cool.
When I first started here, I mean, it's so interesting. 12th Street. I mean, there's a school bus that, picks up kids across the street. Apartment building that wasn't like that in 2009.
So we talked a little bit about some of the programs. Are there kind of specific issues or stories that are important to your audience that you're looking at and you think, okay, we need to cover this year?
Well, one thing about AIB is, we have an annual community initiative. I mentioned in the past, it focused on everything from, prison reentry and actually, climate change and its impact on communities of color and other disadvantaged communities. So we, and exercise, and not just the benefits of exercise that we all know about, but it issues of inclusion and equity. Some neighborhoods don't have, you know, safe and, you know, clean spaces for, you know, outdoor exercise. But we don't just focus on the problem. We're looking for, as my beloved friend, Reverend Dr. Gerald Durley says, solutionaries, people who are actually in the trenches, you know, getting their hands dirty, addressing these issues. So this year, our annual community initiative, and I do want to say, we started off focusing on, well, let's look at hate. Let's look at confronting bigotry, anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, et cetera, all the phobias. And then we said, well, no, let's flip that to looking at how do you cultivate compassion, hope, harmony. And so we're reaching out to organizations and individuals working in that space. So we're looking for those kinds of stories. We're looking for unsung heroes, and we're looking for stories that highlight, you know, as I mentioned with Eat Sleep Atlanta, where people want to go to eat, sleep, and play, if you will.
Right.
Time with their family and friends, and also the arts. We have a show called Art Comes Alive. And so, again, artists we love to feature, as well as interesting, you know, perhaps community-based arts engagement projects.
So, wow. So, I mean, you guys are covering a lot. I mean, how many staffers do you have over there working on different shows?
We are, and I do want to say it's like a family. It really is. And not a huge family. We're about 20 people. And I do want to add a PS to the stories that we're covering. Of course, we're committed to programs that educate people about different faith traditions. And one of my favorite programs is Spiritual Journeys, where we do spiritual autobiographies on, you know, not just clergy, but you know, lay leaders and others who've had a very interesting kind of a spiritual journey, if you will. Also, sacred sounds and spaces. And we want to feature worship communities, as well as, you know, non-religious communities where people perhaps receive, you know, spiritual upliftment. For some of us, it's rock and roll. For others, right. It's in the forest. So, you know, we have not left that behind.
All right. So, the next couple of questions are sometimes the hardest questions for folks. Actually, this next question is always the hardest, folks. When I ask someone, what's the coolest thing about Audrey that people might not know about?
The coolest thing.
And it could be a hobby or a talent or things you collect.
A lot of interests. The coolest thing. Oh, well, people who know me do know that I love to go dancing. Okay. I just, love live music. Maybe people don't know that I do want to play the harmonica, and I play 4.5 songs, and one of the half song really is all but one note, and that's Happy Birthday, because I do have a key of C, and I'm very excited. I literally, here's a show and tell, I just got yesterday my new blues harp harmonica, so I am committed, and I'm saying it here, to learning at least. Uh-oh, are we going to jam?
All right, if we're gonna do show and tell.
No.
So I found this one when I was on a trip to Germany.
Oh gosh.
This is a chromatic harmonica.
Curious about it. Hang on a minute.
Which I really can't play very well. I have about 8 harmonicas in different keys.
Yeah.
This one I'd
ooh.
But this one will go up again, a half key with the little thing.
Yeah, that'll extend it. Yeah.
To my wife.
I love the blues. I love harmonica, bluegrass. You know, and I don't go out every night of the week, and not that I'd even like to, but love theater. I love immersive theater, and so many places on my to do list to visit list. You know, I love. Assemblages and you know, things like Howard Finster, you know, those kinds of, in always try and visit those places wherever I'm.
So we like to travel. I like to go take the harmonicas when I'm camping because they're easy to pack.
Yeah.
And I've got
exactly. You don't have to get a seat on the plane for them, you know.
Right.
Yeah, right.
I've got a couple other kids in our scout troop, and they'll we'll go out and play a little. Bad music in the woods, that kind of thing. All right. So last book you've read or the last podcast you've listened to?
Or, oh my gosh.
One or the other. just to not to put you on the spot too much.
Well, how about the last podcast? I'm sure it was the Shankaravedantam Hidden Brain. I love that podcast. And
okay. That's a great one. Okay, do you like that? Okay. Favorite local restaurant?
Oh my gosh, that was a toughie. You did send me.
I gave you advance notice.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to give you two.
Okay.
Well, I love Cafe Alsace. I love just the feel of the place, the food, really the ambiance. Like I feel like I'm in Europe. Periodically on Friday mornings, there's a group of us who go to Pastries A Go-Go in Decatur. And I love their biscuits. And I've actually told them, I think you should change the name of the restaurants to Biscuits A Go-Go.
All right, favorite guilty pleasure.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Well, I guess it would be the drink called the Aviation. And I really don't drink alcoholic beverages that much anymore. But when I do, it's a mix of cream de violet, kind of a cherry liqueur, gin, and lemon juice. And I remember the first time it was served at this lovely restaurant called Spig, and it's violet colored, and it was in a martini glass. And I was like, what is that? And they told me, and I ordered one, and I like rushed the bartender. I'm like, you must tell me what is in this.
I'm sorry, where did you say you get this great drink?
It's Sprig.
Oh, Sprig. Okay, in Oak Grove. Okay.
Kind of near Oak. Yeah. That's a great restaurant, too. Oh, my gosh.
That's about 300 yards from where I am now.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Okay. Favorite local getaway.
Local getaway. Huh. Well, I sort of have a weekly getaway, if you will. So my weekly getaway is kind of a Tin Roof Cantina on Wednesday nights. The Mike Veal Band has been playing there for a number of years, rock and roll, hits from the 60s and 70s. I mean, he's a human jukebox. And it's kind of, I guess you could say, it's a bit of an escape from reality. For a few hours, you just listen to the, soundtrack of your youth or, the youth of, people a little bit older and, right. Dance like no one's looking. So I guess for me, that's a bit of a getaway.
All right. That's good. All right. And favorite non-work hobby?
Well, I think you probably just heard it, dancing. I guess I call it a hobby. I would like to take some salsa lessons, I've got to admit. But also, I do want to say that I love to write. I published a children's book last year that I'm going to be doing a little bit more marketing or PR with this coming year. It's called Turtle Rocks. And it's kind of a little story with a big message, one of those, that's kind of a getting to be cliche.
Right.
It's about perseverance. It's about teamwork. It's about having dreams and reaching those dreams. So I guess you could say right now it's kind of a hobby. For those of us who've written books, it's a labor of love. Unless you're
it's a labor. Everyone I've ever talked to has said, I had no idea what this was going to be like.
You may know this about me also. I take pictures of abandoned mattresses, and I have an actual Facebook page, the Abandoned Mattress Project, and people send me pictures from all around the world of abandoned mattresses. And I've been asked why, and I'm not sure that is a great answer, but initially I saw a disconnect between people who would be standing on street corners who lacked a place to live. And then mattresses, which, may or may not be in a shape where anybody could sleep on them or would want to, but just made me really think about that we have so much abundance in one area, and there's, how do we connect these two issues? So
did you say that was a Facebook page?
It is, Abandoned Mattress Project.
Okay.
And, I try a wide shot, establishing shot, and then go in for, more artistic, juxtapositions of metal or fabric or nature or some nature.
I think that's the coolest thing. Maybe that's the coolest thing about Audrey. I'm gonna have to check out that Facebook page when we're done here.
Please send me photos when you see them.
There we go. We have been talking with Audrey Galix with the AIB Network. Audrey, thank you so much for taking some time today. We really appreciate it. And as always, you can catch our podcasts every other week on YouTube and all of the audio streaming platforms you can find in the universe. And you can always go to, as you want to subscribe to our Left's Atlanta Media database, go to leftsatlantamedia.com. If you're looking for our expert service, MitchesMediaMatch.com, go there. And if you subscribe to either of those, you get our Mitch's Media Musings newsletter included in all that. And that's my sales pitch for the week. Oh, and don't forget, if you're watching this, well, whatever you're watching this, look for the subscribe button and click that. Thanks, everybody.